This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
We've actually got a special guest in at the moment. Georgia Delandi is in from Qualia, which is a Melbourne-based band made up of Georgia and Charlie Ford. So they've got a new track that's just come out recently called For Your Love. They're self-described on Triple J Unearthed as two attention-seeking weirdos, which I thought was a bit sweet. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us in the studio, Georgia.
Oh, no, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Can you tell us, first of all, a little bit about how you and Charlie started to work together?
Yeah, so basically me and Charlie met probably, I'd say, close to 2 years ago now. We basically actually started dating, which was, you know, a bit unconventional. And then we were sort of just mucking around, and it kind of turned into a little bit more than I suppose we thought. But I guess we both just sort of fell in love with it, so it was really cool, yeah.
And then what was your process in beginning to write music? Do you both play? Do you...
So Charlie, like, is pretty heavily involved in, like, the music scene. So he studies jazz at Monash and plays lots of different instruments, and both his parents are musicians, so he's very hardcore into that. And I sort of grew up with it and did a lot of it through high school and then stopped for ages, and then basically I met Charlie and he was like, hey, like, let's get you back into it, let's kind of give it a go, and sort of realized I'd really missed it. So yeah,
that's exciting. Great way to get back involved.
Yes, I know.
Can you tell us a little bit about this single that has just been released, For Your Love? Like, what was the motivation behind this work particularly?
Yeah, so basically I think with the new single that we've just released, like, a lot of the music, I don't know if you guys know when you're like a teenager and you're like super angsty and your writer's really sad and depressing and you're like, maybe I should try and branch out from this, you know, certain style. So basically it was a song that I sort of primarily wrote. It was sort of my attempt at like a more lighthearted, sort of fun 80s kind of like vibe, and then basically Charlie kind of came in and made it awesome and wrote a lot of the guitar parts and the drum parts and the bass parts, so yeah.
Wow.
Just sort of had a bit of a groove, hopefully, and yeah,
that's sweet. And it is a very upbeat, but it's also a love song, quite romantic and sweet. And I was gonna say, there's a cute review as well on Unearthed saying tender music to dance to with your lover. Which was quite funny. But in saying that, so songs are made for different experiences. There's some songs that are made to be heard live, others that are made more for cinema soundscapes. Just in your opinion, what would you describe as the perfect listening scenario for Your Love?
I'd have to say, I mean, I think our producer, Ben Hiscock, who is also heavily involved in music, he's got his own project, which is really cool and doing really well on Unearthed at the moment, but he really brought a different vibe to the song, I think, during the mixing process. So it kind of transformed like mid-mix into this kind of cheesy 80s love kind of thing, so that was really cool. So definitely I think what he brought to the project really made it sort of something new. But that being said, I'm really excited to do sort of a bit of a hectic live arrangement and change it up a bit, so yeah.
Yeah, you said that you're still sort of developed this new 80s sort of pop sound is new for you guys. Do you think that you guys are still developing your sound as artists? You said that you only got started the band the middle of last year, so still relatively fresh.
I would definitely say so. Like, I feel like we definitely have lots of different things that we want to bring to the project. Like, we definitely, you know, want to make dance music that people can kind of vibe to, but also that has a bit of heart and soul. And as I said, the angst tends to creep in. So we're definitely sort of, I think, still trying to hone in on that. But I think we're definitely getting closer and, yeah, really kind of enjoying exploring lots of different sounds.
So, oh, awesome. And do you have specific artists that you that really inspire you and your type of music? Like, there might be people that you enjoy listening to, but specific artists who actually inspire your sound and what you want to create?
Yeah, I would definitely say sort of like the XX or Foles, yeah. bit of like 1975, bit of like Client Liaison as of
yes,
this new
yes,
kind of vibe.
New sound.
So there's quite a mix in there, yeah, but...
Very nice. I was going...
We also want to talk about the past music that you have created. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that, like when you first started last year?
So the first single we released was a song on Triple J Unearthed called Keep Me In Mind, which you
yes.
guys very kindly played last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a lot more... I think neither of us really knew what that was going to be,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of ended up being yeah, a lot more sort of that sort of chill, a little bit more mellow, XX-y kind of vibe, which we really like. But I think we also want to sort of try and be versatile in that sense.
Oh,
as well.
For sure.
Yeah.
And you would have been asked this last year, but for listeners who weren't around at that time, or weren't listening to our podcast either online at the time, we should ask this a bit sooner, but okay. I want to ask the name Qualia. We were wondering how it was pronounced, and we settled with Qualia.
Yes.
But what's the story behind the name?
So the name, basically, I would say me and Charlie are both like very different, but we both have a sort of an interest in like philosophy, I suppose you'd say.
Yeah.
So it's actually like, it's a little bit like, you know, pretentious, but
no, I love it. Own
it's
it
great,
completely.
It's good. No, but it's actually like a philosophical term that essentially it's sort of like, you know, when you're little and you know, you'll smell something that'll trigger a memory for you that's specific to you,
yeah.
and someone else might smell the same thing and have a completely different experience.
Yeah.
It's essentially a way of sort of like saying that every person will, you know, experience things differently and have sort of like memories or experiences that are specific to them. So it's sort of a way of like, I guess we wanted people to interpret our music that way and be like, oh, this is really cool, and like resonating with different people on different levels. So I think I've explained that.
That is incredible. I have learned something today. That's
yeah.
beautiful. Absolutely
yes.
beautiful way of describing it. Your Triple J, you said that you uploaded the first single to Triple J Unearthed. I think that's an absolutely fabulous idea. What inspired you guys to be like, all right, let's bite the bullet, let's produce this track, let's upload it and see what happens?
Oh, look, I mean, I think we were both, I mean, it's pretty awesome in this day and age how accessible, you know, things are, especially, you know, our generation. We have so many opportunities and it's so easy, you know, to like get time to, you know, be at uni and be on air or
yeah.
make music. So I guess we were just like, why not? Like, what have we got to lose, really? I mean, at the end of the day, it's either just going to tank or it's not. But it was a really kind of cool platform for us to, I guess, be able to put out what we wanted to. So.
And what response did you get from that?
The first single was really good, actually. It was a lot more than we expected. Like, it was pretty positive. So obviously, like, you guys contacted us, which was awesome, and it got played on Triple J Unearthed a few times, and it got some cool reviews from a couple of the big dogs over at Triple J, which was really nice. And yeah, like, kind of got played on the Unearthed charts and all that sort of stuff. So it was really, yeah, it was actually quite quite awesome. So yes,
that is brilliant.
Excellent. Could you tell our listeners a bit about where they can hear more of your music online? Do you guys have social media pages we could follow?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, our tracks are exclusively uploaded to Triple J Unearthed, as you guys
mm-hmm.
would know. But we are absolutely, within the next few weeks, planning a bit of like a Spotify release and, you know, Apple Music and all that sort of stuff. There's sort of potential, I don't want to give too much away, but maybe
yeah.
like a music video in the works. So there's a few things like that. We are also, so obviously, on Facebook as Qualia Music, so there's
yes.
all links to our music there, and also on Instagram as Qualia Band Music. So
we will pop that up on our Facebook page as well, so you guys can find easy click links to those. Do you have anything in the works, if people want to see you live or anything like that, or is the aspirations to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, we were really fortunate in the sense we were actually contacted by a manager from Brisbane who is putting together a headline show at the Gasso on the 18th of April. So that'll be really cool. So we'll be playing with some really cool cats, I think 12 past midnight and Sleeping Lessons.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully that should be really, really awesome, and we're planning some pretty wacky stuff for that. So yeah.
That is so exciting. Well, we will pop those your social media channels up on our Facebook page so that people can, and Instagram, so that people can access those. Thank you, Georgia. Georgia from Qualia, also her other band member, Charlie Ford, is not unfortunately here, but we will chuck their track up now. We will play that. Georgia, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And good luck with that new release.
Thank you.
This is For Your Love by Qualia.
You're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.